Hi, welcome everyone. This is Christina Saikia, and thank you so much for being part of my show. This podcast that is known as I Am a Billion Dollar Star. Today's topic is why startup companies or established companies at times fail to get the funds from the investors. The most important part is you have to invest on a good pitch presentation. A lot of people, they don't do it, they just put it randomly. So your pitch presentation, it's not only a presentation but also a story to be told with a long-term vision that has an influencing narrator. Now, a pitch is a storytelling art, and you have to be an artist to intrigue the reptilian brain of the investors, which helps them to take decision at times impulsively, as the brain stimulates with visuals, emotions triggered, colors, sound, imagination, fantasies, etc. Besides the practical authentic analysis and maths involved. Now, try to use certain NLP words, like for example, you need finances, certain amount of figure, the word now, put the emphasis on the word now. Now you have to show a future vision about your business. So use words like imagine. Now I'll tell you certain unconventional reasons why investors might reject an investment pitch. Misalignment with investors' personal values. This point is very important. Sometimes an investor might reject a pitch because the project doesn't align with their personal ethics or values, even if it's financially sound. Now, the second reason is overly ambitious claims. If your pitch includes grandiose claims or seems too good to be true without a solid evidence, investors might be skeptical, thinking it's more hype than substance. Another reason is lack of emotional connection. Investors might look for a personal or emotional connection to the project. If they don't feel a personal stake or passion, they might be less inclined to invest. Unconventional business models. If your business model is too unconventional or hard to understand, investors might hesitate due to uncertainty about its viability or scalability. Now, and one of the most important reasons is fear of disruption. Some investors might shy away if your idea is too disruptive to the existing market or industry, fearing it might be too risky or face significant resistance. I'll go to the next point, overuse of buzzwords. Be careful with that. Heavy reliance on trendy buzzwords or jargon without clear explanations can alienate investors who prefer straightforward, practical details. The next point is why your pitch presentation can be rejected by the investors. Unresolved personal issues. Yes, you heard me right. If there are personal conflicts or unresolved issues within the founding team, investors might be concerned about how this could affect the business. The next reason is unconventional marketing strategies. Yes, you heard it right. An unconventional or unproven marketing strategies might raise concerns about your ability to effectively reach and convert customers. So you need to be careful in this. You know, marketing is very important, I feel. A lot of people, when, even in films I've seen, some producers, they don't pay attention too much in the campaigning, branding and the marketing of the film or any product, I'll say. They're more focused on the product, the making of the product. But I suggest that start your marketing from the beginning. From day one, you thought about it, whatever preparations you are doing, it is getting ready. Make sure to bring it out to the people. Another important reason can be overemphasis on technology. If your pitch overly focuses on technology or product itself rather than the market need and customer benefits, investors might feel it lacks a practical application. So you have to take care of this point. Now, one of the unconventional reason why your pitch can be rejected by investors is also cultural fit. The fit or the team's style might not fit with the investor's culture or their typical portfolio, leading them to pass on the opportunity. The next point is lack of a clear exit strategy. You have to be very careful with this. I always tell startup companies or people who actually wants more funds and making a great pitch, include this. Lack of a clear exit strategy. Yes, you heard it right. Investors need to know how they eventually get a return on their investment. Without a clear exit strategy, they might be reluctant to invest. Overvaluation. You heard it right. Overvaluation, one of the reason again to get your pitch presentation to get rejected is if your valuation seems too high compared to your current stage and achievements, investors might vary. Make sure your valuation is justified and realistic. Okay, so in this case, you have to pay attention to whatever your net profit yearly has to somehow like approximately match the valuation you're giving in your pitch, that how much is in your capacity to earn approximately. I mean, don't give unrealistic valuation. Poor team dynamics, very important. When I ask about the team, the strength and the experience of your team are crucial. Investors want to see a capable, motivated team with relevant skills. A weak or inexperienced team can be a deal breaker. Unrealistic financial projection. Overly optimistic or unrealistic financial forecast can undermine credibility. Investors want to see well-researched, achievable projections. So you need to take care of it. I would say that don't make a pitch presentation where it looks overly ambitious, overconfidence, you know, it sounds very narcissistic in that case. So don't put any unrealistic financial forecast. It's very important. Even in terms of team, you have to only have team like members in the team, I mean, who are important. Just don't put somebody's your lover, somebody's your husband or wife or friend or colleague. You know, you should know why that person is there in that project and what is the main role they are playing. Inadequate business model. Yes, you heard it right. This is another one. Your business model should clearly outline how you plan to make money and sustain growth. If it's vague or unconvincing, it can lead to rejection. So these are the main points why your investment pitch can get rejected. And I always suggest that when you make the pitch, make sure you make good like a video, you can say a good presentation video. Invest on that, shoot it whatever you can. Get a good editor. Now AI is there. You can create a future vision how your entire goal would look like, maybe after 3 years how it look like. So you can create it through AI. apps. There are many apps. So investing in visuals are very important. Make the PDF presentation look very beautiful, but at the same time keep it stylish, elegant, and not overly ambitious, you know, overconfident. Don't put all this, and don't make too much of slides. Nobody reads that. Make only slides how much it is required. Make it very clear, very brief pointers, and it will work. And make a poster also if you can, about whatever industry you are. Suppose you are in the textile industry, make a poster of it. How does it look? Make a good video about the product. Hire a team who can actually shoot a video for you, for the investor to see it, to experience it, to feel it. It's very important. So that's all for today, and I hope you're enjoying Dan Nanon's book, Accidentally Funny. And I'm coming up with more interviews with a lot of investors and a lot of entrepreneurs, business magnates, sports personalities, and celebrities, social media influencers. And right now I want to make a shout out. You can say that if you want to be part of my podcast, you are most welcome to be a partner here by being a sponsor, and you will get a lot of benefits. So the next video I'm going to upload and speak about the benefits of sponsors. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I am Billion Dollar Star. Get this book. Those who are getting this book, you will get an opportunity to be part of my podcast, and I'll interview you. How did you feel reading the book? So contact me. I'll send you the email here, and you can write to me. Thank you so much. This is Christina Sekia signing off for now.